If you have not listened to or watched Hebrews 13, 1 through 3, I would encourage you to, as this section carries right on from that. But verse 4 says, marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled. So the union between a man and a woman is to be held up in honor. What it is, what is marriage? A man and a woman in a covenant relationship before God as committed to each other emotionally and physically. This relationship was instituted for God's glory. It's used as an illustration of God's relationship to Israel and a sacrificial love for his people, Christ to the church as well. Husbands are called to lovingly lead and promote their wives' sanctification, and wives are to lovingly submit to and help their husbands in life. Within marriage, there is a physical relationship that takes place only for married people. Within marriage, it's a privilege and important aspect of the marriage life. When enjoyed outside of marriage, it's a sin and a misuse of God's design. He says this, for fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Fornication is acts of sex outside of the marriage covenant. And adultery is acts of sex by a married individual focused on someone other than their spouse. So God judges all sin. And this sin, if unrepentant and continual, may be evidence of an individual who will one day face judgment because they are not saved in the first place. He then says in verse 5, make sure that your character is free from the love of money. We can have good paying jobs, we can work hard, we need to provide for families, but when we love something, we sacrifice for it. We can be obsessed with it. It takes over, and this is what must never come about in a believer's life. We should be wise stewards and take care of our money, but when it comes to generosity, we should hate our money. We should be eager to help those in need, and of course, for the sake of the gospel and giving to churches and missions. Ecclesiastes 5:10 says, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. And how are we to make sure that our character is free from the love of money? By being content with what we have. Learn to be content with what God has given you. How can we learn to be content with what God has given us? Well, focus on him and his character. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what will man do to me? So the proper focus on God and remembering his promises, he is with us, he will never forsake us, remembering he is our helper, and not allowing our minds and our hearts to be drawn away to focusing and worrying on the physical. This proper focus allows us to be content, and it guards us from loving money, which would keep us from seeing the love of the brethren continue. Verse 7 says, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. So remember those whom God has used in your personal lives and in the life of the church, and imitate the love of and good example which they have left behind. And verse 8, lastly, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, of course, the standard, the tuning note, the ultimate end is Christ, who was and is to come, who is the beginning, who has no beginning and has no end. He's the Alpha, the Omega. He is the one we pursue. He is the one we follow and love and imitate. He is the one we obey. He is the ultimate example of love. He's the one whom we find contentment in. So these are another set of quick commands that the author of Hebrews gives us in Hebrews chapter 13.